It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 8 o'clock.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Bowman. Police are waiting for toxicological results to shed some light on the death of a 16-year-old Campbellford girl. Northumberland OPP were called to 60 Grand Road in Campbellford on April 24th this year to investigate a death. Tasha Levine was pronounced dead on the scene. A postmortem was conducted on April 26th, and the toxicological results will come from the Center of Forensic Sciences in Toronto. The pieces are all picked up and Highway 2 in Bayside is open again after an accident partially closed the road. Two Trenton men are in the hospital after an eastbound and a westbound vehicle collided yesterday afternoon. Both drivers had to be extricated with the jaws of life and are in critical but non-life-threatening condition. Police say alcohol was not a factor. Traffic was heavy in the Bayside area for most of yesterday afternoon, but it is fully running again. A Belleville family's moving day was interrupted when a family acquaintance brandishing a knife allegedly came and started threatening the family. A police officer says he was waved down by a man while he was on general patrol on Monday. The man said his family was in the process of moving when a man with a knife approached them. The suspect began stabbing the doorframe and home while uttering threats to the family. 31-year-old John Palmer of Belleville is facing charges of breach of probation, uttering death threats, and possession of a weapon. Palmer will be in court later this month. Ontario's opposition parties are excited about the October election after their federal cousins did so well on Monday. PC leader Tim Hudak says he's confident the same issues that helped the federal Conservatives make big breakthroughs in the Toronto area will help him this fall. And the New Democrats say they will definitely get a bump from Jack Layton's successful campaign. The 2011 federal election is over, but some eyes are already fixed on going to the polls in a little more than 4 years from now, and the logistical problems it could cause in Ontario. Terry Pedwell of the Canadian Press has more.
Under the fixed election date law passed by the Harper Conservatives in 2006, the next election will be held on October 19, 2015. That'll be a week and a half after Ontario votes on its own fixed election date. Under Bill C-16, each federal general election is to take place on the third Monday in October, in the fourth calendar year after the previous vote. However, under the Parliament of Canada Act, the Prime Minister is still free to request an election at any time. And Prime Minister Stephen Harper did just that in September 2008. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Police investigating a series of beatings in West End, Toronto, have arrested a 32-year-old man. Police say there have been about a half dozen unprovoked assaults in the Parkdale area since January. That includes a 62-year-old man who died of his injuries in March. Ricardo Morrison is facing charges of two counts of assault causing bodily harm related to incidents in early April. Montreal police say they have found the remains of a girl who disappeared more than 12 years ago. Jolene Rindo was last seen on April 13, 1999, playing near her home in Point St. Charles, southwest of Montreal. She was believed to be 10 at the time of her disappearance. It is not immediately known where the remains were located. Emergency crews are cleaning up a massive pipeline spill in northern Alberta. On Friday, regulators thought it was only a few hundred barrels, but Energy Resources Conservation Board spokesman Davis Shiramata says 28,000 barrels of crude oil have leaked out.
It is a very large spill. Most of it is contained in the right-of-way, thank goodness, which is about 30 meters wide. But it goes it extends for hundreds of meters along the pipeline right-of-way.
Shiramata says the leak in the 44-year-old Plains midstream pipeline is 7 kilometers from the nearest house and is not flowing into any moving water. The White House is still considering whether to release photographic evidence of the death of Al-Qaeda's leader. Jerry Bodlander explains.
The White House is still trying to decide if it's going to release what it acknowledges are gruesome pictures of bin Laden after he was killed. Press Secretary Jay Carney revealed the sequence of events that led to the shooting.
Bin Laden's wife rushed the U.S. assaulter and was shot in the leg but not killed. Bin Laden was then shot and killed. He was not armed.
The administration also says that hot weather caused the problems that led to a helicopter being destroyed after it made a hard landing during the attack. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A spokesman for George W. Bush says the former president has declined an invitation from U.S. President Barack Obama to attend an observance at New York's Ground Zero. Obama plans to visit the site of the destroyed World Trade Center towers Thursday in the aftermath of Navy SEALs' raid that killed Osama bin Laden. The al-Qaeda attack, which killed about 3,000 people, occurred in the early months of Bush's presidency in 2001. The spokesman, David Scherzer, says the former president appreciated the offer to attend, but has chosen to remain out of the spotlight during his post-presidency. Scherzer says Bush celebrates bin Laden's death as an important victory in the war on terror. Rising gasoline prices are sending more Americans toward vehicles that use less fuel. Deanne Durbin reports U.S. auto sales are up as buyers snapped up smaller, fuel-efficient cars.
The industry's post-recession recovery remains on track. Sales in April were up 19% from last April. Looks like the end to a very strong spring.
The latest survey shows the average price of regular gasoline across the U.S. has risen to the equivalent of $1 a liter in Canadian money. It's 8:06. 91X Sports and Weather are next.
At McDonald's, we don't say good morning, we say great morning. We also say Egg McMuffin, Canada Grade A egg. Freshly cracked, so delicious. Give me one now, and seriously, I want one now. Seriously, now. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Good morning, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes will take on the ice later this afternoon in RBC Cup action. The Dukes have fell to an 0-2 record and must win when they face off against the Vernon Vipers. The Vipers are a perfect 2-0 and are looking to win their third consecutive RBC Cup. Ryan Kesler finally made his presence felt in the playoffs, scoring his first two goals, including the winner in Vancouver's 3-2 overtime decision over Nashville. With the win, the Canucks grab a 2-1 lead in their Western Conference semifinal. When asked about his goals, Kesser said he was at the right place at the right time.
As a team, we've all played good. It's a team game, and you know, I was just, you know, got some results tonight. I didn't change my game at all. I was really just put the same game out there, and for me, it's it's about time.
Game 4 goes tomorrow in Nashville. The Tampa Bay Lightning have the Washington Capitals on the ropes. Steven Stamkos and Ryan Malone scored 24 seconds apart in the third period as the Lightning beat the Caps 4-3 to take a 3-0 series lead. Tampa can advance to the conference final with a win on home ice tonight. Switzerland has become a Canadian nemesis in recent years at the World Hockey Championship and was on the verge of yet another upset. Alex Petrangelo made sure that didn't happen, scoring 4 minutes and 14 seconds into overtime to give Canada a 4-3 victory. Canada's next game is Friday. Boston is feeling the heat as Miami is up 2-0 using a late 14-0 run to beat the Celtics 102-91. LeBron James scored 24 of his 35 points in the second half. The teams don't play again until Saturday in Boston. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat Memphis 111-102 to even that Western Conference semifinal at a game apiece. The Toronto Blue Jays were 3 outs away from giving Jojo Reyes his first win in 3 years. BJ Upton kept the wait going, smacking a walk-off 2-run homer off reliever John Rausch, giving Tampa Bay a 3-2 win over the Blue Jays. Reyes allowed a run on 4 hits in 6 innings. Minnesota Twins lefty Francisco Liriano tossed the first no-hitter of the Major League season. Liriano fanned 2 and walked 6 while pitching the first complete game of his career in the Twins' 1-0 win over the Chicago White Sox. Los Angeles outfielder Andre Ethier extends his hitting streak to 29 games in the Dodgers' 4-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs. A hit in his next game would make Ethier the 44th major leaguer in the modern era with a streak of at least 30. The CFL is teaming up with Football Canada and other organizations to promote concussion awareness, prevention, management, and research. CFL Commissioner Mark Cohan unveiled the campaign at a news conference at a Toronto hotel. He says the old-school football mentality of getting back on the field after a head injury has changed in recent years.
And I think that culture has shifted. I think that concept has shifted. And these guys want to live long, healthy lives. And a part of that is managing concussions.
That's 91X Sports. Here's Jennifer Bowman with a look at weather.
Today will be cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 8. Tonight will still be cloudy with a chance of showers clearing after midnight, a low of 4. Tomorrow will start some sunny days, it'll be high of 15. Friday still some sun with a high of 17. And Saturday more sun with a high of 16. Sunday will be back to some cloudy weather with a chance of showers and a high of 17. At 8:11, it's 6 degrees. I'm Jennifer Bowman with Mark Venema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm.
News is next at 8:30.